Psalms 104. Bless Yahuwah, O my soul. O Yahuwah Elohai, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers yourself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes his angels ruachah, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which you have founded for them. You have set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of Yahuwah are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He made the moon for appointed feasts, the sun knows his going down. You make darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from El. The sun arises, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Yahuwah, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is that Leviathan whom you have made to play therein. These wait all upon you, that you may give them their meat in due season. That you give them, they gather. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your ruach, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. The glory of Yahuwah shall endure forever. Yahuwah shall rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto Yahuwah as long as I live. I will sing praise to my Elohim while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in Yahuwah. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless Yahuwah, O my soul. Hallelujah. Psalms 105. O give thanks unto Yahuwah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahuwah. Seek Yahuwah and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Yaakov, his chosen. He is Yahuwah Eloheinu, his judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Which covenant he cut with Abraham and his oath unto Yitzhak, and confirmed the same unto Yaakov for a law, and to Yasharel for an everlasting covenant. Saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land, he broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Yosef, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of Yahuwah tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him Adon of his house, and ruler of all his substance. to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Yasharel also came into Mitzrayim, and Yaakov sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moshe his servant and Aaron whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came diverse sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also in their fig trees and broke the trees of their coasts. He spoke, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Mitzrayim was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. And gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might keep his statutes and guard his Torah. Hallelujah.